Good morning. Welcome to worship on this fourth Sunday of Advent, our final Sunday of Advent, as we look forward to the coming of Christ into the world with our celebration of Christmas next week. Now let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship. I invite all who are able to stand and turn toward the back to the baptismal font for our confession. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Trusting in that promise of grace, mercy, and forgiveness, I invite you to take a moment of silence for self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, God gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that hinders our faith, that eagerly we may receive your promises, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continue with the lighting of our Advent wreath. We praise you, O God, for this wheel of time that marks our days of preparation for Christ's advent. As we light the candles on this wreath, open our eyes to see your presence in the lowly ones of this earth. Enlighten us with your grace, that we may sing of your advent among us in the Word made flesh. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Amen.
The first readings from Isaiah, the 7th chapter. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted." The word of the Lord. Second lesson is from Romans, the 1st chapter. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart from the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scripture, his gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God, with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from the God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, but had no relations with her until she had borne a son. And Joseph named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. For all you procrastinators out there, for all you last-minute shoppers, for those of you who are trying to figure out what to give that special someone on your gift list who's already told you they have everything they need, I have a suggestion for you. Scratch this item off your list. Don't waste your hard-earned money. No need to bother with 23andMe or Ancestry.com. And if you'll bear with me for just a few moments, I can save you the expense as well as the DNA analysis by pointing out your ancestry has already been determined. The Gospel according to Matthew begins with a genealogy, traces all the way back to our ancestor Abraham. By virtue of our baptism and our unity in Christ, we are living, breathing evidence of the fulfillment of the promise that God made to Abraham and Sarah that they would have many descendants. Matthew traces the lineage from Abraham all through the generations to David, and from David to the Messiah. This is the fulfillment of the promise foretold by the prophets of old, that the Messiah would come from the lineage of David, the son of Jesse. And just a couple of weeks ago, we were reminded, "A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow from his roots." We've also been reminded of that all through the season of Advent, through that banner. And now today, we heard from the prophet Isaiah, foretelling that the sign will be the one that God will give, will be, "Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." And again, we heard the gospel writer repeat the prophecy from Isaiah, declaring that this promise will come to pass in the birth of Jesus. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Furthermore, the gospel according to Matthew ends 28 chapters later with the disciples of Jesus going up the mountain as Jesus had directed them to do. They went up the mountain in Galilee, and there the crucified and risen Jesus appeared to them just as he had promised he would, and he commissioned these disciples and the future church, which includes all of us. And it will include generations still to come. Jesus gave this command: "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded." And then Jesus ended with a promise. "Remember this: lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." named by Joseph, who followed the angel's command to name Mary's child Jesus, which means he who saves, this Jesus has promised to be with us always. Jesus, the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, the prophecy given to Isaiah by God, is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Here, now, always, forever, God is with us. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. God is with us in the promises of old. God is with us in the mystery of the Word made flesh who dwelt among us full of grace and truth. God is with us in the child born of Mary in a stable long, long ago. God is with us wherever two or three gather in His name. God is with us in the person sitting beside us, behind us, in front of us, above us, or below us. God is with us in the cacophony of voices lifted up singing praises to God and in the music that fills our hearts. God is with us in the ancient words of Scripture and in the prayers we lift up for the church, the world, and for all God's people according to their need. God is with us in the peace we share with one another. God is with us in bread and wine, visible signs of God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness. God is with us as we go in peace to serve the Lord. God is with us in the Spirit set loose in this world that God so loves. God is with us in our neighbors in need. God is with us in a child's innocence. In a tween's curiosity, a teen's angst, a young adult trying to figure out their place in the world, and in frazzled parents overwhelmed by their many responsibilities. God is with us in the middle ages of our lives, not too young, no longer young, but not too old. God is with us in the wrinkled and weary bodies of our beloved elders who have much wisdom to share. God is with us in the beauty and wonder of all of God's good creation. God is with us in our deepest longings and our unfulfilled dreams. God is with us in all of our failures and in those things that give us the greatest joy. God is with us through all of our aches and pains. God is with us when we worry about those things we cannot control. God is with us even during those times when we might feel all alone in the world. God is with us in the darkest of nights and the brightest of days. God is with us in our first breath and in our last. God is with us even after we've breathed our last. God is with us in all of our hopes and fears through all the years. God is with us in the Christ child, in the cross of Christ, in the risen Christ. God is with us. Jesus is Emmanuel. And He comes with a command and a promise. Go, therefore, make disciples, teach them. Better yet, show them. Show them how to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And remember, I'm with you always, Jesus said. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. You see, there's no need for 23andMe or Ancestry.com. Our ancestry comes from the one who was, who is, and who always will be. Our lineage is directly linked to Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. We are God's beloved. We are God's children. We are family. We are blessed by God. Blessed to be a blessing. Thanks be to God. Amen.
With the whole church, let us confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. As we prepare for for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope. God, our shepherd, let your Spirit move with power throughout the church. Give discernment and wisdom to our bishops, pastors, deacons, interns, and lay leaders. Take away our fear so that we serve and love, confident that you are guiding us. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our source, awaken us to the beauty of the earth and the marvelous variety of life. Unite humankind in repairing and caring for your creation. Protect creatures and habitats in peril. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our vision, raise up leaders in every nation who dream of freedom and justice for all people. We pray for the work of international organizations that promote peace and human rights. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our helper, come to the aid of all who cry out to you. Shelter migrants, refugees, and those fleeing war and famine. Bring relief to individuals and families experiencing hunger, homelessness, or impoverishment. Comfort any who are isolated or lonely. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our Emmanuel, you are with us in our life together. We give you thanks for gathering us in worship and fellowship, and we remember those who cannot be present. Watch over those who travel. Heal the sick and speed their recovery. We pray this week especially for Betsy Berg, Dan's brother Michael Buckwalter, Lori Lund, James Pontius, Marnie Reinmuth, and Gretchen Seamus. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our hope, you bring life out of death, and you promise to be our God forever. Shine upon the faithful who now rest in the fulfillment of your promise, and bring us also into your blessed reign of peace. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us pray. Eternal God, you make the desert bloom and send springs of water to thirsty ground. Receive these simple gifts of bread and wine, and make us messengers of your mercy and love for all in need of your healing and justice. We ask this through Christ our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and at all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will make all things new in the day when he comes again to judge the world in righteousness. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send us now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle, come up to the communion rail, and receive the bread in the form of a wafer, and then the wine in the cups that has red wine or white grape juice. This is Christ's meal. All are welcome at this table. For those who have trouble navigating the stairs, please just come and up to the front pew and servers will come to you. Come, for all has been prepared. Now, may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, in this meal you have remembered your mercy, bringing heaven to earth in the body and blood of Christ. As we wait for the day when all your promises will be fulfilled, sustain us and strengthen us by this holy mystery. Guide us toward your promised future, coming to birth in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. A few announcements of our life together this week. First, to invite all adults to join me directly after service in the library for an adult education hour. Second is to note what's on the front cover, or not the front cover, the page 2, the inside of the front cover of your bulletin, that all are invited to join us for Christmas caroling today. Following the 11 o'clock service, we'll meet around 12:15 in the parish hall for a pizza lunch, and then head out to bring some Christmas cheer to a few of our members who live nearby and are unable to join us in person. So please join us for that opportunity. And then if you turn back to the back of your bulletin, you'll see the upcoming services we have this week and following. First, to note that December 20th at 7 p.m. this Tuesday, in person and on live stream, we'll have our Blue Christmas service. This is a service for those for whom Christmas is a difficult time, particularly those in grief, in isolation, in pain. And because that this is a service about grief, we don't have our normal Together Tuesday meal or adult class. Instead, we'll gather at 7 for the service. Then you see our Christmas Eve services there. First is our manger service at 4:30, and then second is the festival worship with the Eucharist at 9:30. Then, this year, Christmas Day happens to be on a Sunday, and so to note that Sunday, December 25th, we're just going to have one service at 10 a.m. And then the following week, what we're calling the eighth day of Christmas, which is Sunday, that happens to be January 1st. And so on that Sunday, on New Year's, we're going to have, again, just one service at 10 a.m. So just one service for the coming two Sundays. With those announcements, I invite all who are able to stand to receive the benediction. God, the eternal Word, who dwells with us in Jesus and who holds us in the grace of the Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is near. Thanks be to God.